SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce en vandaag hebben we een nieuwe Nederlandse les. We are talking about the bathroom. The bathroom is de badkamer, as you might have guessed. So we're going to talk about the most common words and things that we can find in the badkamer. Let's start with the shower. The shower is a French word and we say douche, de douche. Ik neem elke ochtend een douche. I take a shower every morning. Ik neem elke ochtend een douche. If you don't have a shower but you have a bath, that would be het bad. Soms neem ik een ontspannend bad in de avond. Sometimes I take a relaxing bath in the evening. Soms neem ik een ontspannend bad in de avond. Then we've got our bathroom sink. We call that a washing table, which is de wastafel. De wastafel in de badkamer is wit. The sink in the bathroom is white. De wastafel in de badkamer is wit. Then we go to mirror. Now, I'm not sure if you ever been or heard of the word spiegel tent, which is originally kind of like a circusy tent with like lots of mirrors in them. And then is actually a Dutch, German, Germanic word. So the word for mirror is de spiegel. Spiegel. Er hangt een grote spiegel boven de wastafel. There is a large mirror, or there hangs a large mirror above the sink. Er hangt een grote spiegel boven de wastafel. Then we go to towel. Now, this is a funny one because a towel that you dry your body with is called een handdoek. De handdoek. Has the word hand in it, and it's not a hand towel, it's just a regular drying towel. Ik droog mezelf af met een zachte handdoek. Ik droog mezelf af met een zachte handdoek. I dry myself with a soft towel. So, drying is drogen, but if you're drying yourself or you're drying something off, we use afdrogen. Also, in case you're curious and think, hey, what is then a little hand towel? We call that an gastenhanddoekje. So originally we have like these towels in the toilet, for example, where you dry your hands. They're mostly for guests, I suppose. So we call that a gastenhanddoekje. Then the toilet. We've got two words for toilet, either the fancy French toilette, het toilet. So same spelling, but we say toilet, or the very Dutch wc. So the wc is the wc. You can use them interchangeably, that doesn't really matter, except the het toilet is a more formal, fancy word of it and is often used in like the public spaces and stuff. Het toilet is naast de douche. The toilet is next to the shower. Het toilet is naast de douche. Then, if you shower yourself, you might want to use some soap. The literal word for soap is zeep, but if you're using some kind of a soap, like a shower gel or anything, we would say douche schuim. Schuim is foam. So a shower foam, I suppose. Ik gebruik altijd geurige zeep en doucheschuim. I always use scented soap and shower gel. So scented or a scent is een geur. Ik gebruik altijd geurige zeep en doucheschuim. Toothpaste. Tandpasta. Ik poets mijn tanden met munttandpasta op mijn tandenborstel. I brush my teeth with mint toothpaste on my toothbrush. Ik poets mijn tanden met munttandpasta op mijn tandenborstel. So when it comes to brushing your teeth, that is tandenpoetsen. Poetsen is also a sort of synonym for schoonmaken, to clean. But when it comes to brushing your hair, we don't say poetsen. So be very aware of that difference. To brush your hair is borstelen. Borstelen. So you could say something like, ik borstel mijn haar met een borstel. Which is something you also probably will do in the badkamer. Ik borstel mijn haar met een borstel. Then, aside from shower gel, you might use some shampoo. That is literally the same word, except we pronounce it in Dutch. De shampoo. De shampoo. Ik gebruik shampoo om mijn haar te wassen. I use shampoo to wash my hair. Ik gebruik shampoo om mijn haar te wassen. And last but not least, if you've ever been in a Dutch bathroom and you've seen this kind of like cloth that is still open and you wonder, what can I use it for? That is a little washing cloth where you can stick your hand in that we use to sort of scrub our body with our shower gel. As we think, as the Dutchies think, it's a very clean / cleaner way to wash our body. That washing cloth is called a washandje. Het washandje. So the washing hand. It's a little extra hand that you can have to clean your body thoroughly. Ik gebruik mijn washandje om mijn lichaam te wassen. I use my washing hand, my washing cloth, to wash my body. Ik gebruik mijn washandje om mijn lichaam te wassen. These are all the major words that we have and use in the badkamer. I'm curious to see if you've ever seen a washandje and if you've ever used one. Good luck with using these words in your day-to-day life. And until next time, doei!
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.